Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Narekele. Narekele. For the many things that you have done. Narekele. Narekele. Chineke. Idimaise. Narekele. Narekele. For the many things. For the many things that you have done. Narekele.
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 Shineke. Shineke. Idima.
Woman. Narekele.
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 For the many things.
For the many things. That you have done.
Narekele. For the many things.
For the many things that you have done.
Narekele.
Narekele. Narekele.
Shineke idima. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's see them. Hallelujah. Thank you. So try to rush and round up the second service. Amen. There's a point I wanted to hit, but I was quite distracted in the first service. Hallelujah to Jesus. Please, no distractions of any kind. Children's distraction is good, kind distraction. But it's still distraction anyways. Very gentle, kind, innocent distraction. Hallelujah. Sunarka Yesu. Wanda yafiduka sunaye. Yesu. Wanda yafiduka sunaye. Yesu, wonder ya fidu kasuna ye. Yesu, wonder ya fidu kasuna ye. Do you remember these songs? Those days, if they don't sing this song, worship have not started. Ba 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 ba. Esheo papa, Esheo papa, any song? You are the one doing what? Remember the songs? You are the one doing what? Nobody. You know, truly, 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 that's how men used to sing that song in church. You see men who shout, "Oh Lord!" That's their part. Hallelujah. These were songs we enjoyed many years ago. So now the question is, who wrote it that the song era have passed? Who wrote it? The new generation. God is raising fine boys way like Jesus. Fine girls way like Jesus. People way like Jesus. How is that a worship song or a praise song? You know, it's a statement. We're the new generation, God is raising that like Jesus. Okay. It would have not been a problem if it was a statement. But look at the song. We're the new generation. How is that a praise or worship song? All this song that is in Hausa. Zamubasukunya, Zamubasukunya. Zamubasukunya, Zamubasukunya. You know what it means? We'll shame them, we'll shame them. How is that one now a praise song? Zamubasukunya. You are telling God, Zamubasukunya, Zamubasukunya. Then God is like, wow. You know, the Bible says God inherit the praise of his people. How will he inherit that praise now? He wants to come, he's like, why are they not focus on me? Zamubasukunya is like, Michael, what is happening here? Is it us they want to shame or who? Then he wants to come again here. We're the new generation. God is raising fine boys. He's looking at us. Now, wow. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, in the first service, I wanted to hit a point that I kind of neglected, some sort of. Amen. Amen. I said we should do something in the first service. I hope we are almost done. We've been seeing, but it's not there. It's almost there. Everybody, some of you, if they say give in church, you'll be looking like and smiling. You want us to go and sound, we'll start sounding like fake prophets. God is going to give you people. It's what we call the blessing of the firstborn. If you're a firstborn, you sow a seed of $1,000. God will. You want us to do those things? No need for all those things. I said something in the first service. I'll say it again so that as we are listening, as the Spirit of God is moving, if you are led, you can give. And be led. Tell somebody, be led. We got a property. We got a land. And the Lord has led us to get another one close to it. Amen. And we want to take advantage and just get it very fast. We got this one, it's 150 by 100, whatsoever they call it. This other one now is 100 by 100, just beside it. And it's very big, amen? So we are feeling like we should just take it. And there is a very big space. Media just put it for the people coming second service. If you look at it behind, there are a lot of spaces there. We trust God to get all of it, right? So we said, we should, beyond just giving for this one we want to get now, keep the algorithm of giving so that we will keep on getting every part of the lands there. If you look at it, this is the only building there that is built in this piece of land. We are not going to prophesy that we will take the man's property, no. But we were saying that everything that is around there, that is just a piece of land, we hope to get it. Amen? If the man one day now tells us that I want to give you this one too, not as a seed, we are not begging him for a seed though. If he says he wants to sell it for us, fine, we'll buy it, isn't it? You know, they say people used to be scared to be close to churches because they believe one day church will pray and say, I collect it by fire. No. We don't believe in collecting people's property by fire. Are we together? And when we bought the property, when we were trying to get it, I remember some of the people that were telling them, now don't be scared, we are not a church that puts speakers outside. My school of thought for church is this: if you come to church, you will hear the preaching. If you don't come to church, hear whatever you want to hear at home. You can't force somebody to be in church from his house. So I don't believe in putting speakers outside to force anybody to come to church. How are we together? Well, in a social media age, you can hit people anywhere, you can get people anywhere, you can talk to people anywhere. Alright, it must not be, I think that's local to me. I feel there's no need to put it outside and disturb. in developed countries is noise pollution. So it's not necessary. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus. So everybody give for this project. Let's get it done. We're supposed to give them 1.5. We give, well, let me just sum it up. We are supposed to give them 3 million. We have 2.6, remaining 400,000. We got this place already for 10 million. And we're about to get another place for 6 million. So we need 400,000 to pay them 3 million yet and complete it soon for the other part of the land. And before you know, we'll buy everything. Yes, amen? So you should give for it. Tell your neighbor, give for it. Talk to your neighbor. Hold your neighbor's hand. Ask your neighbor this simple question. Have you given for this project? No, no, it's not a joke. Don't just laugh about it. There are some neighbors not asking themselves. I've seen some at the back. Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor. Sincere question. Neighbor, say, look at me into my eyes. Eyeballs to eyeballs. Have you given for this project? What do your neighbor say? Huh? I want sincere answers. What did your neighbor say? Ask your neighbor, have you given today? Tell your neighbor, send that money. Hallelujah to Jesus. So everybody, give for it. So go back. Go back. Let's start from Mark 9:1. And be excited while listening to the word, right? You know, I saw one book one time and I dared to read the book. The book says, it's not a Christian book. It said, the impetus to accept criticism and the impetus to accept not being liked. Something like that. Meaning, have capacity to be okay when people don't like you. So I liked the book. I started reading it. I wanted to have stamina to stand okay when I'm not liked or accepted. You know, that's the greatest freedom upon the face of the earth. It's not like you should be proud. You know, if you have bad character, solve your bad character. As I'm saying now, some people say, yes, so pastor, talk to us. If you truly have bad character and people don't like you for that, solve that bad character. Alright? But sometimes even if you do everything, people still don't, there are people that will not like you. The Bible said Jesus was hated without a cause. Jesus was hated without a cause. Meaning there was no reason why people hated Jesus. But you, if there's a reason, repent. You know, there are some of us, we talk anyhow. Why would somebody not hate you? If somebody talk, you are already doing like this. Come now, make you see. That one, you have a bad character. But when people just hate you for no reason, the Bible says, it is okay because Jesus was hated without a cause. But why I was reading the book was to gain capacity so that when people say, I don't like you, I'll still be able to eat food. You know, there are some people that when you say you don't like them, they can't eat food. They don't like me. They don't like me. You know, they tell somebody you have a big head. You start checking your head on the mirror. Really? And you are crying. They tell the lady you are ugly. She's crying. Why will you cry? Are you ugly? Somebody going, big head. Me, big head. You don't ask them, why are two of you fighting? He said I'm a big head. So why did you not fight? Sir, how can he call me big head? But are you big head? You know why you fought? Because you are a big head, true. You have big head. If you truly don't have big head, why are you fighting? Say, see your head like a golumo seed. You say, hey. No, there's a yab like that in secondary school. Say, your head like beans. I see people crying. The next time they insult you, don't cry. That's not you. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. Bible says, live peaceably with all men. Peaceably. There's somebody say, look at you, sir, you look so ugly. Me,
come for me.
You are crying. You that scripture had said you were carefully and wonderfully crafted. Then somebody is telling you look ugly. You want to cry. That's why there's a problem. If you know why people fight every day, you'll be worried. You'll be like, why are they fighting? Especially girls fighting girls. Have you heard girls' problem?
Yes, sir.
That stupid girl will say, I'm no fine. Idiots. She they hate me all these days. I don't know. Listen to my friend. I don't listen to my enemy. She be. You know, when you hear girls' problem, you're like, is everything okay? A guy will be with a guy in a room for like 15 years. Their only quarrel is that. What kind of quarrel do guys used to have? Ate his food. I kept my food, you ate it. See, I don't like this kind of thing. Oh. No problem, now you keep your own too. That's the problem I've solved. You keep your own, you eat it. Who ate my food? They just tell your roommate. Eh? No problem. Nice one. Finish. Nobody's crying. All the women. Hallelujah. Mark 9:1. So be excited, be happy. Don't have problem. You know, sometimes you come to church, people will just be doing you. As if we are preaching to impress them. Then when you preach, when you hit a rema, you're like, you will see them doing like, meaning you good man, you coming up. Haba, bone face, some bone. I'm standing here preaching. What kind of face is that? That's why I started by telling you about the book, because I don't care. I'll still preach. And if I don't like your face, the truth is that I'll tell you to leave this church. Leave it. If you bone too much, there's a way I'll tell Pastor Peter, please go and tell that person to excuse us. No, there's one time a guy sat, I don't know if you remember that service. The anointing was so thick, we're worshipping God. Everybody was crying. People were on the ground. This guy sat down like this, I was just looking at everybody. Rubbing his beard. You know, when you are worshipping, pastor wants to open his eye and see whether everybody are understanding what is happening with him. So, I want to know that I'm the only one that is crying and worshipping God. I saw people on the ground. As I turned that side, the guy looked at me. So, you know, sometimes when we are preaching, we will still talk about you if you are misbehaving. We will use time and talk about you. We say some of you here take the presence of God serious. You know it's you we are talking about. When I now said take the presence of God serious, don't joke in the prayer, he now smiled more and shook his head, meaning I know you are talking about me. Instead of saying, please go and tell him to leave, he's from the stage inside that thick worship. I said, you, stand up and leave church. He just stood up, big boy. And he left. I said, let another person win your soul. It's not me. I'm not the one called to win your soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. God resists the proud. When you come to church, know this, you are not doing the church a favor. Are you listening? Not doing the pastor a favor. You are coming because the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You are coming for your faith to be built up. There are a lot of things in this world you can't stand natural wisdom. Natural wisdom alone cannot cause you to prevail. A lot of things in this world. This kind of economy we are. You think by natural wisdom you survive. I'm not proud of the economy right now. But I'm telling you with God's word, you can rise above the economy. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not proud of it. I'm not excited about it. But if you are in faith, all things work together for your good. All things, not some things, all things. In faith, all things work for your good. That's why we're teaching what we're teaching. Because if you hold on to God, if you hold on to God, there is no way you'll be a loser in this world. And when I'm talking about being a loser, I'm not talking about money yet. Because some will say loser. Some people is material things. I told you, according to Luke 17, you can be rich towards the world and not rich towards God. It's a different thing to be rich towards God. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes rich and has no sorrow. In other words, you can be rich towards God, material prosperity, sound health, sound mind, wife, beautiful children. All of them healthy. Imagine, it's over 50 years, nobody is sick in your family. Over 50 years, nobody is sick. Nobody died. That's what it means to be rich towards God. You hear about a case in the family, you go and pray about it, it is solved. Because you are rich towards God. Peter says, such that I have, I give unto you. It's not only money that you can have and give. There's something beyond money that you can give to people. You must be rich towards those things. That's what it means to be rich towards God. Peter said, silver and gold I have not, but such as I have, I give unto you. Rise up and walk. That is beyond every money that guy has received all his life there. The amount of money, we sang a song about counting your blessing. There are some kind of things money cannot buy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The woman with the issue of blood, how many years has she been suffering? How many years? If money could solve that problem, it would have solved it before she met Jesus. She said to herself, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Suddenly Jesus felt power, leave him. And when he asked a question, she said she was the one. What did Jesus say? He said, your faith, woman, has what? Made you whole. Your faith. It was Ben Zahid also of memory that said this. That when God, when your faith says yes, God cannot say no. Because if you look at it critically, did the woman inquire from Jesus if you want her to be healed? No. She just said to herself, if I can touch, I'll be made whole. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why you must, you know, forget about this congregational way of sitting in church. Faith is personal. When we are done listening to God's word like this, you must go back home and make sure that what you have heard becomes your reality. That's what scripture meant in Psalms 1. In the TPT rendition. It said, when you meditate on God's word. Let's read it together. TPT, Psalms 1. Is it Psalms 1? Yes, Psalms 1. Give me in any rendition you find it. Be very fast, media. Alright, let's read together. Walk the light comes to those who follow God's way. Did you see that? They won't walk in what? Meaning if you are walking with God, there is no way you walk with the devil. The Bible says, walk in the spirit and you cannot fulfill the desires of the flesh. Nor share the sinner's way. Nor be found sitting in the corner seat. You see that? If you are walking with God, you can never share the sinner's way. I was sharing with my wife yesterday. I don't know if it's my wife or is in church leadership meeting. I think leadership meeting. I said, remember the man Uzzah? Can you remember him? That tried to help God in the Old Testament. You know what he did? The Ark of the Covenant wanted to fall. He now what? Tried to hold it. What happened? He died. Because you cannot help God. You know what I'm trying to say? There are people trying to help God in this generation by sharing the sinner's way. They will dress like the world, sing like the world, and when you ask them, they will say they are doing it for the world to come to Jesus. Rubbish. You cannot use worldliness to get people in the world to come to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You cannot use worldliness to win people for Christ. What wins people for Christ is the gospel. Romans 1:16. The gospel of God is the power of God unto what? Salvation to everyone that believes. It is only the word of God that can change people. It doesn't matter how you are dressed. You may be wearing suit. You may be dressed so properly. But with God's word, even if people are not dressed nicely and they are worldly, they will still listen because it's God's word. It's God's word. It has power to change people. It is not you dressing like them that will get them changed. It is the word of God that will change people. It is not you singing like them that will get them changed. It is the word of God that will change people. But somebody said, Pastor Simon, word of Paul. He said, when I'm with the Gentiles, I behave like the Gentiles. When I'm with the Jews, I behave like the Jews. Listen to what Paul meant there. When Paul goes to, you know, the Sanhedrin to go and present his case, because Paul argued with them a lot about doctrine. When he goes there, he doesn't go and just leave his hair open. He respects their culture. By that, Paul will enter and cover his hair and stand up and plead his case. Respecting their culture. If they say cover your hair, he will cover his hair and enter there. That's what Paul meant for according to the culture of those days.
You are not twisting it to dress worldly. Are you going to present any case before the Sanhedrin? Are you going to bring... It was for the gospel's sake. Are you going to get out and trying to explain to you? Very important. A religious system. But you now want to dress like Burner Boy so that you use Burner Boy vibes to bring Burner Boy people to God. I'm not condemning the Burner Boy. Get me? But what I'm trying to tell you is that we cannot use worldliness to win people for Jesus. It's not possible. Right now, you don't even know what is gospel music. We are getting to that era. Some people think it's civilization. Little by little, your eyes will be opened very soon that it's the depth of darkness that is entering into the church. Depth of darkness. Now we are calling it civilization. You see gospel videos, you cannot even tell if it is gospel video. Because of the kind of worldliness you see there. Worldliness. We are trying to feel youth, the vibe. That's all rubbish. Jesus was young too. Hope you know. At age 12, he was preaching the gospel. Age 12, elders were gathering to listen to Jesus. He taught us how to live our youthful age. In our youthful days, he taught us. He's our model. 12 years old, Jesus had professors coming to listen to him. Mary was looking for him, and she found him after 2 days amidst elders, all listening and drinking from the words of his mouth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Don't allow this generation to paint a picture of rubbish to you. Don't allow it. Some of them are forcing us to accept those parts. We refuse to accept it. The Bible said, be not conformed to the systems of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. What makes us a new creation is not the new kind of dressing. It's a new mentality. The revelation of God's word. That's what makes us new creation. Not that you want to prove you are a new creation, and this is the proof. You now dress in a certain way. You now wear earrings as a man. You now dye your hair. That's what makes you a new creation. Even in the secular world, if you go to certain places dressed like that, they will not even listen to you. Because they will not consider you somebody that reasons well. How many of you can paint your hair for a job interview? You are looking for a job in a law firm. You read law. We will see you everywhere painting your hair. How many of you can carry that painted hair and go and stand before the interview? Say, why is your hair painted? It's my style, sir. Accept me for who I am. Nobody talks to them. They'll go and bab gorimakba and look like gentle people. You see them with tie. Because they will give them money. Money. But in church, you see them. Leave me. We are the new generation. God is raising. Usher, don't talk to me. Oh. Fine boys, we love Jesus. Then you know when you talk, they'll say, we're under grace. Oh, the blood of Jesus has covered it. The blood of Jesus has covered it. It has covered our sins. Anything you want to do in the New Testament, you can do. We are free. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. Hallelujah. You know what freedom means to them? Do any stupid thing that Satan is initiating in your heart. That's freedom. Satan tells you, paint your teeth. You paint it. I'm free indeed. Ayo. In Christ, I'm free. Ayo. Ayo. Intellectually sound. Zero. Even in school, F9. We're not talking about Bible knowledge yet. School, F9. If I'm lying, go and look for people that are like that in your school. They are the ones that during the exam, they'll be doing, my guy, raise them up small, raise them. You know, one time somebody said, I'm living a boring life. Is it 100 level? He now came and put plenty movie inside my system. Say, Prophet Simon, you are living a very boring life. Please watch some movies. I said to him, firstly, watching movies is not a bad thing. It's not a sin. You can learn a lot of good things from movies. It's not a bad thing. I said, but I don't have all the time in this world. I said, if people that create movies, watch movies like us, they will not be able to create the next one. Did you catch what I just said? Even the people that make movies don't watch movies like us. Because while we are watching, they are making the next one. I said to him one time, I said, people that made PS2, while we are playing it, they made PS3. While we are playing PS3, they made PS4. While we are playing PS4, now they have PS5. It started from Sega. We are playing, they are advancing on our foolishness. Is it wrong to play PS2? No. But, you know, you can idolize it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can just, you know, sometimes you can social. You just want to be social. You play it for a while. But when you idolize it, now it becomes a problem. Because you should be doing something too. The Holy Spirit should be moving through your mind to bring about an innovation. Do you understand? You can be intellectually sound. Tell somebody you can be intellectually sound. Very, very sound. I mean, to show you how backward the reasoning of especially youth in this nation can be, I'm not trying to condemn or tell somebody to stand up who is a science student. If you're a science student, wave your hand. Don't deny. Don't worry. Don't be scared. Can you stand up? I told her, block those channels. Block it! We're not here to impress anybody. It's time to wake up. Are you listening? See, we are here with an agenda. Kingdom agenda. Are you here tonight? We have an agenda. We must fulfill the agenda. It's not time to joke. That's why the Bible calls us soldiers. We are soldiers of Jesus. We have an agenda. In the book of Joel 2, the Bible describes us to be in the end time army. It says nothing escapes them. We came to this earth with a responsibility. Before them, a fire divorce. He said, behind them, a desolate land. Meaning anything we meet, we take care of it. That is why you got to understand Christianity from kingdom perspective. We are called to infiltrate the earth with the civilization of heaven. As it is in heaven, so shall it be upon the face of the earth. Are you listening to me, people of God? Beyond fine cloth, fine shoe, fine house, we have an agenda. All of these things are addendum. The major thing is to bring heaven to the face of the earth, to civilize the earth to the culture of heaven. You can't be proving that you are a new creation by doing worldly things. You are being influenced by the world instead of influencing the world with heaven. You can't claim that. Are you listening to me? If it is elderly people that are telling us the younger generation is a different thing, is a young person like you that God is raising to tell you these things, that they are wrong. They are very wrong. Today you hardly find disciplined people, people that are ready to pay the price. Even in the educational sector, people that are ready to read. In fact, there are young ladies I'm hearing. One time I was talking with a lecturer, young ladies are ready to give themselves away. Lecturers don't come, they go for lecturers. They are not ready to read. You are asking, Pastor Simon, how do we solve this problem? We are how this problem will be solved. We here. We are going to rise in the fire of the Holy Spirit and go and attack. We will go for all these ladies and boys. Go to them and fire them with the fire of the gospel. Hit them with the fire of the gospel. He said, go into the world and make disciples from all nations. He didn't say some nation. All people and tribe. Go there. Your campus, your system, your world system is the school. It's a going to the world. That word here is cosmos. Your sphere of influence. You are at work. You are a soldier. That sphere of influence. God is saying, don't just wear khaki and think you are a soldier and be posting. You know, one of my sons, I told him, stop posting military things. You did not enter there to be posting soldier uniform. You entered there to make sure that that system is infiltrated with heaven's mindset. Celebrate your kingdom, not uniform. That's not what you are called there to do. Same in BS, you are in school or you are in NYC camp. You know, the way you post this thing, we will know that you don't know what you are doing. You just got into camp, you have posted 28 pictures. So we are climbing this thing now. Hi, me and my babies, my new friends. We know you don't understand kingdom. When we are celebrating people telling us that they went to camp, somebody nearly died, they laid hands, the person came back alive. They won over 100 souls. You, your own, you are celebrating in Vibes. Come. Agatha, come. Juliana, come, enter my video. You don't understand kingdom. Or as a young man, you go to camp, you are snapping with black shades, sun shades. Everything you do, you are snap. You are snap. You are snap. Camp is not easy. On God. I'm not saying don't be excited you made it to camp or you are serving. But there are some things that are most important. Seek first the kingdom. Seek what? First the kingdom. And every other good thing will be what? Added. Are you listening to me? Start taking... You know, when you begin to live for the kingdom, you are taking responsibility. I started by using Mark 9 and 1. The Bible says, Jesus speaking, he says, some of you standing here will not die until you see the kingdom of God in his glory and splendor and power. He was talking to the 12. Did all of them die? Answer this question. Has the kingdom come? Did they see it? You know, we're speaking based because I've taught it before. Look at it, looking at it critically now, you'll be wondering, has the kingdom come? All of them are dead. The word see there simply means to have an eye there, a snapshot. And I always use this word miniature microcosm. An eye there of something that is to come. So the idea or the picture of the kingdom is Christ Jesus glorified. Are you listening to me? How did I know that? After that, what happened? The transfiguration. Jesus was transfigured before the eyes of Peter, what? James, and what? They saw him glorified. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you read Matthew's rendition of this scripture, instead of saying you will see the kingdom, what Matthew will say is that you will see the Son of Man in his glory and splendor. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Jesus is the perfect idea of the kingdom. He is a picture of God's authority, power, and influence. Are you listening to me? Is a picture of God's authority, power, and what? Influence. In Isaiah 9, the Bible says, speaking about Jesus' coming, he said, unto us a son will be what? And a son will be what? He said, and his name shall be called what? What? Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Then the Bible says, and upon him shall be the government of the kingdom. He will carry on his shoulders the what? Government. Now, what did he tell you in the New Testament? He said, take upon yourself my yoke. Come and carry that government. He said, that is the only way you will find peace for your soul. Meaning Jesus is like, if you are not doing this kingdom responsibility, you cannot find peace. If you are not living for the kingdom in any sphere of influence you find yourself, you will not find peace. No matter what you are doing in this world, if you don't know Jesus and are living for him, you can't find peace. I heard a story of Kenneth, Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke of blessed memory. That he went to a certain village to go and preach. And when he went there, a certain city or town, only elderly people were there, over 200 or 400. And he said, where are the younger people? They said, they are in club. He said, go and show me the club. You know, when you are driven by the kingdom, there's a certain kind of impetus you have. Are you listening to me? It's called the spirit of an acaso, compelling power. You can't take no for an answer. Are you guys catching what I'm trying to explain? You don't take it easy at all. He said, show me that place. When they took him there, he told the man that owns the club, he said, I want to talk to these people about Jesus. Give me 5 minutes. The man said, no, please go to church. He said, but there are no young people there. The man said, please go away. We cannot give you any. He now said to the man, he said, this thing they are doing, does it satisfy them? Because when he got there, he saw on their forehead a dissatisfaction spirit. They were not satisfied. Even though they were dancing and flirting, they were still not satisfied. So he said, this thing they are doing, do they find satisfaction in them? Do you yourself, the owner, find satisfaction in this thing? The man answered him and said, truly, I don't have peace. He said, come tomorrow by 12, I will give you 5 minutes. And he came back the next day. He said, he told God, why 5 minutes? I would have asked for more than 5 minutes. But he told himself, God can change a nation in 5 minutes. And when he took the mic, he started speaking. And when he was speaking, people were crying in less than 5 minutes. And he asked everybody, if you want to receive Jesus, come out. All of them came out. He said, when he went to the city 5 years later or 2 years later, they took him to the club. It had become a church. That's what we are talking about. Are you able to get out and trying to explain to you? Young people were coming to greet him. Remember, sir, you preached to us. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a this. I'm not a doctor. Not just pastor. There were doctors that were doing kingdom agendas. Doctors, lecturers, all of them for the kingdom. I heard of a story of a revivalist. He was in a city, there was so much crime. The crime rate was too high. He started praying, Lord, give me this city. He prayed like a madman. Lord, give me this city. This kind of thing we're talking about. We'll do a teaching called Revivalists very, very soon. Very, very soon. He prayed for the city, prayed for it, to a point. Because faith without work is dead. You can't just be praying for a city and not preach to the city. When he was not praying for the city, he went and started preaching. Because he had watered the ground in the spirit. Listen, when he started preaching, people were receiving Jesus and following him to preach. The city became so blessed to a point that even the ground of the city was so wonderful. According to the story, when you plant anything on it, the tomato of that city is as big as somebody's head. That's how blessed the city became, that there was no even police station again. No jokes. No police station. Empty. People are not going to work because there's no crime. Why? One person decided to stand for Jesus and preach the gospel. One person. Only you are enough. Did you get what I just said? You don't need somebody. Only you are enough. Revivalists don't need another person. They are enough. Paul was entering the city with one of his friends. The people started shouting, these men that turned the world upside down are here again. How many of them were around that time? 12. They turned cities, not one city, cities upside down. Cities. I was telling you in the first service, these guys did not suffer like that for us to be doing all this merchandise as Christianity. All this rubbish and funny things as Christianity. We are celebrating earring, this one. That's what we are calling Christianity, for what those people stood for. It would be a shame, Peter looking from heaven and Paul, seeing what we call Christianity today, to be vain ambitions. People praying about what to eat and what to wear as Christianity. These men lived, their life were sacrifices to bring the kingdom's reign upon the face of the earth. To a point that some of them were martyred. They died. Now, I'm not teaching you that God wants everybody to die for him. He died for us to live. I shared in the first service how that I had a vision. We were being attacked as a church. So the pastors were trying to find a way out of the attack with pastors. And somehow, we found a path to follow. And while we're following, we now saw a lot of lions. And when we saw the lions in the vision, somebody came and explained that the only way we can pass through this path and escape this trouble is that the lions are distracted by either an animal or one person running the other way. Now, if somebody runs this other way, the lion will follow the person and all of us can pass that path and escape. While we're talking, I just started smiling because I felt like nobody should go and kill himself for anything. As we're doing it, one of the pastors just ran inside and the lions rushed the pastor. Killed the pastor immediately. No jokes. And he now shouted, when he was going to that, he said, everybody can pass. So I was like this in the vision. Everybody was shocked, but we had to pass. I stood up from the vision. God now said, calm down, nobody's dying. He said, what I want to let you know is that this is how fathers of faith, the disciples, gave their life. Are you listening to me? For the gospel to prevail. They did not give their life. You give your life today too. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? They decided to offer their life for the gospel to what? Prevail. We can't be practicing merchandise now for those kind of matters. You know, if I sit you down and tell you people some kind of stories that missionaries did, you'd be so surprised. There are people that they went and accepted death for the gospel to prevail in certain nations today. No jokes, including Africa. Have you read about the man John Gillick that left his profession in America? He left it. He was a doctor. Left it. Doctor that you are killing yourself today for. He left it. God called him. He started traveling to Africa. Not knowing anybody. He was traveling to Africa. And when he came, confused, wife and children, all of them confused. He started praying and God told him, a woman will come for you. A woman have sent somebody to come for you. So he rested. A woman came and tapped him. You see, alignment is good. If that woman was not aligned, God cannot even use her. A woman came and tapped him and said, God told me to come and offer you accommodation and food and money. She gave him all that. Accommodation. You know, there was a story about Reinhard Bonnke in Africa. He didn't know that time that there was witchcraft in Africa. He came to preach and he went to drink water that they did not send him to drink. When he drank the water, he almost died. Then a woman was praying in the middle of the night. I don't know why it's always women God is using. A woman was praying in the middle of the night. Maybe because men don't like to pray. And while she was praying, God told her, pray for Reinhard Bonnke. Her eyes were open, she saw him dying, and she started praying for him. And the next day, he woke up sound and healthy. That, I think 2 days later, her letter came in. Reinhard, are you okay? I had a vision that you were sick. And the Lord said, I should pray for you. He started crying that God used somebody else in another nation to intercede for him to be sound. You see the power of praying, right? The power of intercession. When you wake up in the night, how many of you have been there? As a kingdom soldier, the Holy Spirit will just tap you. Pray. Have you been sleeping and you just woke up all of a sudden? You know, you just want to pray. You know, some people will not understand. They will think it's film trick we are talking about that. You are just sleeping. You just woke up. Bam, your eyes sharp around 2 a.m. And you now hear a voice. It is boiling from your spirit. You start praying. Lebo, kaba, brother. You are just burning in the realm of the spirit. And 2 days later, you hear news. Something almost happened, but it did not happen. Why? You prayed. You know what gives us a prophetic edge? The blessing of the prophetic? So that we will see things and avert it ourselves. God reveals what? Redeem. And some of you wake up and say, I saw my mom dead. Oh, mommy, we love you. Please don't go. No. God did not show it for you to start crying. He showed it for you to change it. Listen, all of you looking at me here. You can't afford not to be spiritual. Life is 100% spiritual. Are you listening to me? Yes. Don't joke with your life. It is 100% spiritual. As we are talking, you would think that there's something bigger and sweeter than spirituality. Club. Club is not sweeter than spirituality. It's not, oh. Some people are making money. Let me show you how cowardice our mind have become. How useless. For some of us, see why God will never give you money until your mind changes. The reason why some of them are looking for money right now is to go and do Dorime, to enter club. Immediately they get it, it's club. Does that point it? You see why God cannot give you money? Because the reason for money is rubbish. Rubbish. You know, I saw on Facebook somebody posted, don't follow women, follow money. When you make money, women will follow you. I said it sounds nice intellectually, but it's useless. If you follow, you know, some people are inspired. You know why some people are getting rich now and are daring to enter into Yahoo? It is heartbreak that inspired them. They were heartbroken. Their girlfriend left them, so now they are pained and they want to make money to prove a point. Listen, you are still being Satan inspired. You don't do anything to prove anything to people. Are you listening to me? Else you enter into big trouble trying to prove anything to people. You don't have anybody to please in this world. Even Jesus did not try to prove anything to Satan. If you are the Son of Man, change stone to bread. Jesus did not change it. He is still the Son of Man. Are you listening to me? He didn't do it. You know, he would have done it and said, Satan, watch me do it, you fool. Stone. Somebody said, maybe Jesus didn't have that power. Jesus, you don't know what you are talking about. Jesus, oh my God. You know, one of my best songs is this. I love that man of Galilee. He has so much power. Let me share one story about Jesus that is not captured in the Bible. Historian said it. Why I don't share it? Because it's not captured in the Bible. I think I did it once here. A snake bit somebody. So they took the child and brought the child to Jesus. Snake bit the child. They took the child, brought the child to Jesus. So Jesus did not even touch the child. He now asked for where the snake bit the child. They were following him. He took the boy. They walked to the place the snake bit him. And he called for the snake. The snake came out. And he commanded the snake to die. The snake died. and the guy got healed. Do you see that kind of power? Have you ever seen something like that happen in this world? He just wanted to show something new. Where did the snake beat him? They showed him. He said, "You snake that beat this boy, come out." Somebody said, "But Jesus, there's a man called St. Patrick." I'm not talking about the followers. I say a man called St. Patrick. That man had an experience. What was the name of that city again? Ireland, something like that. A snake bit one child. The mother was crying. He got there, prayed for the child. The child was made whole. He now said, "For what you have done, you snake, you kind of snake, I bind your type from this land." Do you know till today, they don't have that snake in that particular part of the world? Because of what he said. Hallelujah to Jesus. This is no film trick. I know some of you are watching me. Is it Black Panther? It's not Black Panther. How did it happen? You know, we're so used to naturalism that when we hear spiritual things, it is hard to believe. Very difficult. Do you know there's a man one time in this country called Bensi Idahosa? That one time he went to preach in a village. And the Babalawo told him, "If you are able to host this meeting on Thursday, if you are able to host this meeting on Thursday, then I'm not a chief priest." Then guess what Bensi Idahosa told the man? "If you leave before Wednesday, I'm not a man of God." The guy died before Wednesday. No cutlass, no gun. They just went to shrine. Babalawo have gone. He has gone to meet. He's now one of the ancestors. He has graduated. You know, there are some people that you want to get money, you go and start killing chicken. I'll be killing goats. I'll be meeting one stinking man. If the man, do you know if that man have that money he wants to give you, he will not be there. I wish Yahoo Boy's eye can be open to this thing. You are going to meet one dirty, stinking chief priest somewhere. Do you know if he has that money, he will not be there as a chief priest? There's some kind of stupid lifestyle that money can deliver you from it. If they give that man $1 billion, he will deny his God. Any chief priest you know is jobless in this Nigeria. Any chief priest you know is a very jobless person. Quote me anywhere. There's one time we're going, I didn't know it was my village. I entered my village before they took me to my village. When we went for Mama T's dad's burial, when we're going there, I didn't know I was entering my village. I had to call my dad. I was in. He said, "Oh, you are close to your village." I said, "Really?" When we're going, I saw that in our village, they used to advertise chief priests. Chief priest put his phone number and wrote the name of his commission. And we're wondering. I was just wondering. I don't know if I showed Pastor K. I know you follow me, right? I showed somebody. I said, "Look at your chief priest is doing advertisement." Meaning if you come there, maybe they do customer service. "Sir, there's one woman I want to kill." "Okay, come to the shrine. Bring 3,000. He's doing advert. Such a chief priest. If you give him 3 million, he will make you the gods. Listen, there's no power anywhere. Every other power outside the power of God is counterfeit. I'm telling you the truth. There's no power anywhere outside the power of God. All of these babalawos in your villages, they are fake. Aleku, the fakest thing you have ever known. Aleku that is not even considerate with women. The only men is considerate with. What kind of a God is that? Maybe he's a man God. And people are scared. You see people go to the village and go and post something that they are trying to. You know, some people say, "We no get aleku, we get aleku. Our family get aleku, our family no get aleku." You are a new creation. You should not even mention aleku from your mouth. Do you know when you go and perform those certain sacrifices, you are agreeing with the power of aleku? Say, "No, me, my own is not inside. I was just going and pour the hot." You have agreed that it's powerful. Oh, there's one that TV people call Azor Spirit. There's even a dance for that one. They dance to appease him. You know, one time I saw my friend doing deliverance. he was removing the spirit from a lady. If you see how that woman started doing like she was a serpent, the way she bent like serpent, yo, I said, Jesus Christ, even me that was, I said, hey, what is this? I've never seen something like that in my life. She bent. She was doing like, I thought it was a joke. Till she now stood like Python. I said, hey. I just shifted back like this. I said, what is happening here? He turned and looked at me. I turned and looked at him. You know, it was a long time ago. In my mind, I said, continue what you started. That was a long time ago. He kept on laying hands. There was a point he started laying like this. Get out! I wonder which God will go out like that. Which demon will go out like that. That you touch and run. Leave this body now. Out of fear. He didn't want her to do. You know, God has really helped us in this life. There was one time we were doing deliverance. My friend is going to be in town tomorrow, but I'm sure he will attest to that fact. He's coming to do a course in Nasby. Many years ago, in the barracks, we were praying for this lady. And five of us, the demon was not going. Our spiritual father left us in the meeting. He said, if we cannot remove this demon, die in this place today. He went home. Five of us. His only cry that we know, it remains small for us to start crying. Leave in the name of Jesus. She will fall to the ground. Bob. We'll say it is done. We'll be forcing. It is done. As we are turning our face, we'll stand up. I say, hey, God of mercy. What have we entered today? We now held our hands. I am begging God, please, Holy Spirit. Jabba, we're begging God, please. Just have mercy on us. We'll be serious with our faith after today. But for today, just have mercy on us. Somebody now say, I heard God. We now say, let's just hear God. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit. Let's hear God. What should we do? Somebody say, God said we should remove our hair. We now remove it. It was weak. We remove it. As we remove the hair, we now lay hands. She falls to the ground. We now say, hey, it's done. We start shaking each other. She now stood up. Ah! I say, oh my God. Somebody now say, probably it's not the hair. It's our own hair on the head. Do you know we look for reason? See, we have done something in this life. You don't believe it. Until you are surprised that I'm telling you that I've done this kind of thing. We held her. I was pressing her. They were cutting her hair. Do you know she was still unconscious? Not knowing what was happening. That demon was very strong. That time. When we're done, we now said, thanking God. It's done. It's done. It's done. As we're talking, again. And then Abra said, it's our earring. He's seen the demons entering our earrings. You see, the word of God is so powerful. There is nothing we did not remove. Only a cloth that we did not remove that day. Only a cloth. If not everything here, leg, we were removing. When we got tired and gave up, spiritual father just came inside. She just fell to the ground. Boom! He said, it's done. Oh my God. Look at the steeds and the glory. Everybody was just looking at him. It's done. He said, look at you. All of you. Five of you. One demon. You could not remove. Hey! Come and jump fasting that week. We're fasting marathon. Because we went and read the passage. He said, this kind goeth out not. Fasting. Until one day God delivered me. I had a revelation. When I was reading the scripture, I saw how that the disciples were trying to remove a demon. It's not only us. The disciples. The man had epilepsy. His son had epilepsy. So the disciples had tried before. The thing was not working. So when this guy, you know, there's a way you see a case that you look for the master. So when they saw the guy, you know, have you seen somebody that's epileptic before? Have you seen somebody manifest that's epileptic before? Oh my God. He's talking to you like this. Hi, hello. When the thing starts, they're like this. Saliva will start coming out from their mouth. So when the disciples saw it, I'm very sure they just used their number 6. I said, our master is the one. They did not go to inquire from Jesus. They said, please go and talk to that man. He's the one. And when the master went, when the man went to the son and told Jesus, I came to them to pray for my son, but they could not. They said, I should come and meet you. I'm sure the disciples will be like, talk to that one. We just say we should go. And Jesus carried the boy, came to them. How long will I be with you? You know, I'm talking to some of you now. You have been in glory chaos for how many years? How long will I be with you and you cannot deliver? How long? That was 3 years. How many of you have been here more than 3 years? Plenty of you. Then what did Jesus say? He said, oh, you have little faith. I now underline that word, little faith. Then I saw one place he was explaining, he said, if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, you can tell a mountain, be removed from here today and to obey you. I said, so the problem is not actually the small faith we have. It's the impetus to use the faith we have. When I caught that, I remember one meeting I came to church and this lady was possessed. And she was just misbehaving. And one of the ushers said, let's take her to Prophet Simon. As they were bringing the lady, the Prophet Simon, we'll be trying to pray for her. They'll be trying to pray for her. The demon is not going. I just looked at her. I had caught the revelation that time. I said, the same thing my spiritual father did. It's done. They thought I was joking. They're not respecting me very well. As the lady went to the ground, boom, she just calmed down. Everybody turned and looked at me. I've entered that realm too. It is done. They tapped her. She was back to her senses. Now, listen carefully. Some people used to fake these things. Let me add that, because this is the that was the day somebody tried to use my head in the same meeting. There was this lady liking me that time that came, that she was under the influence of a demon. I will never forget that meeting. Young men, are you listening to me? Some women will use your head. There's some of you that God have called. Was it not a woman that used Adam's head? A woman is why we are seated in church today like this. If the woman never used Adam's head, all of us, there will be no need for church. So women is the reason why we are seated here right now. Listen carefully. Just to help some of you. I just came in from school. I was doing remedias. And the lady came. I see. Not like she was even demon possessed. I see. The Lord said, Prophet Simon will be a great man. A great prophet to the nation. Yeah. Now, prior to that time, she has been messaging me on Facebook. So, the Holy Spirit told me it's fake. So, people were like, wow. Some people were recording. Wow. Kind man of God, congratulations. I was like, this is fake. Now, I know God will use me, like Paul. Remember Paul's experience? I know. I didn't need anybody to tell me that. So they brought her. Said, take me to Prophet Simon. He's supposed to lay hands on me. She was the one saying who will lay hands on her. She was in a vision. You know those visions that some people will enter, they will not be talking anyhow. I mean, if you have seen that vision in meetings before. Not normal prophetic that you can be telling somebody, I see. That one now you enter. Oh, I see. See, Jesus don't used to do that type again in the New Testament. I want you to be able to understand that. It only used to happen in the Old Testament when the Holy Ghost came in measure. Now he has come in fullness. We can contain him. If we catch anybody do that kind of thing now, we'll tell you to stop. You will stop. We don't like drama. Let what is real be real. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? You know, some people will come and they'll start doing. One time I told a lady to stop that in church. She was offended. How did she know that I told her to stop it if she was in the vision? Many years ago on campus, our first program, she was saying, I see. I said, tell her to stop that. Stop it, see. The finish session, she was angry with Prophet Simon. Why was she angry? That he told her to stop. So she even heard me in the spirit. You know, the meeting had closed. She didn't want to close. She was still shouting, she see. And when they brought her to me, and I told one of my spiritual sons, I said, this lady is behaving fake. He said, sir, what if it's real? I said, watch. Holy Spirit, do not release anything. I'm not releasing anything. No. I was just talking to him in his ear. I said, look at. As I laid hands on her, she just fell. I said, brothers, what did I do now? She said, I told you I'm not releasing. I was not consciously releasing anything. Nothing was released. She started shouting and hit chair, hit people. They now held her. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, you see, if you are not wise as a son of God now, you think you are now so anointed. That's how she will make some young boy think they have anointing now. When you do like that, and the lady move like that, scatter all the chairs, you're like, I've entered. Brother, there are realms and there are realms. The other day I laid hands on the lady and she scattered tears. Listen to what happened. When I came back after the next break, when I came back during the next break, she was pregnant. She was pregnant for a man of God. The man of God now became a father. She became a mother. They now separated after the child, because they couldn't continue. They just separated like that. And he went, when he went, nobody came to his ministry again. It was scattered. She too, she went her own way. Hallelujah to Jesus. You see that kind of great mistake? You know, some people in church, they do that kind of play. Those kind of rough play. You see the way they hug in church, you don't even understand why they are hugging like that. Sister Bridget, oh my baby, the peace of God. The love of God covers our heart. They are hugging unrighteous hug. And when you talk, they are like, man of God, you don't understand, this is grace. You are in the flesh. We are in the spirit. We've seen things like that. We know what is real and we know what is fake. You know, one time I was going home and I saw two people who held their hand like this. They were dating. They held their hands. While they were holding their hands, I was driving and I saw them. I stopped the car. I said, leave your hands. So, good evening, sir. I said, good evening too. Leave your hands. And never hold your hands like this in this church. Till you are married. Are you hearing me? They say, yes, sir. I'm sure that night they thought, what kind of harsh prophet is this? He can be nice and harsh. You know what I was trying to avoid? Imagine your mother is passing our church that day. And she sees her dear daughter that carried Bible and was going to church. Then when she's coming back, the daughter is holding one pastor or one friend. And they are doing like this. They are doing their hand like this. Which mother will allow her child come to that church again? No one. Even me, if I see my daughter, you hold my daughter like that. You think I will say, I'm a general overseer, I'm a man of God, I understand this. I will say that one. Listen, if you hold my daughter like that, I will chanice you and pack you on the ground. Sharp, sharp. You are a suspect. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why I don't believe that if you are not married to a lady, don't be visiting them, visiting their family house. Visiting their family house. Me, I didn't used to like it. You cannot marry. You are not marrying my sister. You are coming to eat her food. For what? So you are coming to greet us. You have impetus. You think it's easy for a brother to see his sister being charged by another boy? Huh? Is it easy? You are seeing somebody telling your sister, I like you. He's even coming to the house and he's looking at, what? Who are you? Say, I'm your sister's boyfriend. What? I'm of the school of thought that if you are not married, don't visit anybody. And what should carry you to the family house should be introduction. Don't be that foolish. So let me go and greet the mother. For what? You now come and sit and say, Madam Weldon, who are you? I'm a friend. You know, I pursued one young man one time in Lagos. I pursued him. My mother started talking to me. She said, Pastor Samuel, you are not the one that will marry your sisters. I said, hey, let them come and marry now. He just came and sat down. I used to know him in the barracks. And the worst case is that we used to play football together. So I knew his kind of person. Now he's a military man. He now came and sat in our parlor. And I know him more than everybody in that house know him. As I enter, yeah, Papi lo fa now. I just looked at him. Fine. And my sister was just smiling. I said, so, is it me you came to look for? I said, no, I came to greet your sister. So you came to greet my sister. I said, yeah. So how far now? I said, I'm coming. I went to the bedroom. I said, Mimi, come here. Who is that boy? It's my friend. Now calm down now. What kind of friend is that? Do you know that boy? As we're talking, my mother entered. Simon, calm down. Nobody should tell me to calm down in this house. See, stand up and leave our house. He said, Papi, look, I say, stand up. You know I know you. Eh? Don't deceive anybody. Stand up and leave this house. I said, Papi, look, calm down. I know I read. I said, you will stand up or you will not stand. Just cheer a belt for. As I was talking, he just stood up and went outside. My sister was just doing like this. It's not discipline. It's not discipline. I don't want to enter the full story. You will know I was right if I continue the story, but not to condemn anybody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just to add, you know, you want to marry. I think one pastor here was saying he wants to go and greet the family. Me, I said I don't believe in greeting family. If you are going to greet family, go with another pastor. Me, I will not join. I don't want anybody to pour hot water on my body. I believe in introduction. Isn't it? If you are going for introduction, go for what is greet the family. You know, many years ago, there was one of my good friends that wanted me to follow him to greet the family. We had agreed in Abuja. We had agreed. He had bought oranges, yam, everything to go and greet the family. And I told him I had a high fever. Very high fever. You know, I confessed to him later on. And when he went to greet the family, the family were not impressed. That was what I was avoiding. Immediately he was leaving, the lady called him that the family had complained that he just brought plenty of oranges and yam. Is it that they have all those things? That was what I was avoiding. I was avoiding it. Why would somebody be coming all the way from me and be bringing oranges, yam? What are we going to use all these oranges for? That's just to add, we are here for an agenda as a kingdom people. Are you listening to me? You can use that wisdom for yourself. Very, very important. You know, God called you, for instance. This is how you can limit the kingdom. God called you to be a pastor. Alright? And people have not even known you to be a pastor. They've not really accepted the calling. You know, it's one thing for God to call you, another thing for people to accept that God has called you. Then suddenly, you are always living, you are counseling ladies at home. You are counseling ladies at home. You see, it's not like you did anything with those ladies. But people will think that you did something with those ladies. If they keep on seeing you, they will think like that. That way, they'll make it look as if the call of God upon your life is fake. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, you and God know that nothing happened, but people will not agree because they saw you. Are you listening to me? Same thing for guys. Towards women or women towards guys. You know, sometimes you claim you don't have anything to do with somebody, but you are collecting gifts. Hallelujah to Jesus. Say amen. Oh. You claim you don't have anything to do with somebody. You are collecting gifts. You are collecting money. No, I don't agree. No. Send your account number. 2236. You are saying no, yet you are sending account number. What do you mean? Didn't you read your Bible? The gift of a man maketh what? A way for him. A point will come, the man will say, enough is a what? Enough. I want the resultant effect of all my gifts. And at that point, may God help you. Are you listening to me tonight? So as a kingdom person, all of these little dramas, you are not involved inside. They may think you are old generation, but agree. As a lady, be determined to work. It's part of the kingdom agenda. Be determined to work. You cannot afford to give your body to all kind of foolishness. You can't afford it. Listen, the most cheapest women upon the face of the earth are those that are ready to sell themselves for money. Sell themselves for money. You may not understand how useless this is until you really sit down and meditate. You appear so cheap, you can be bought. No. Don't be that little. One of the most foolish men upon the face of the earth, those that will follow a woman because of how she, the size of her body, they are the most foolish people upon the face of the earth. You know why? You look at a woman like this, God has told you this is a woman you need for life and godliness. Then you say, God, I don't like the way her back is. You have been foolish. Is it back that God says you come and pursue upon the face of the earth? Or destiny that he wants you to fulfill upon the face of the earth? Destiny. They've even made it look so funny right now in this generation. Women are going to elaborate their backs and etc. just to please men. And it's foolishness. It's called BBL, whatsoever they call it. People are hundreds of thousands, millions, to look good for men. Men, thank God men are getting wiser now. Are you seeing the women men are marrying now? Are you seeing? After all the wasted efforts, they'll just go and carry one woman somewhere that is not even on social media. You now see them on social media. Don't live a fake life. Tell somebody don't live a fake life. Some of you, if we see you on Instagram, we'll not even know that you are church members. There are some of you here. When we see you on Instagram, we'll not even have a clue. See, maybe this person for our church, we say, no, maybe our person be that. This one don't pass our church level. You snap with GLK. You are snapping Letoha, Betoha. We'll see one kind of hotel room you enter. You snap. Is your bed? You say, I'm just resting in the morning. It's not your bed, though. You think you are being wise. One man is watching that God said, marry her. He's watching. He wants to marry you now. He enters your Facebook and he's seeing pictures. Maybe this hotel be this. Maybe this club be this. X. I know of a lady many years ago. Listen carefully. She was engaged. And she was celebrating it. People had celebrated her. To cut the long story short, the man now collected back his ring. Why? He discovered that she was misbehaving. And truly, she was actually misbehaving. But she wanted money. So she was just doing all sort of useless life hiddenly. Somehow he got to find out. Collected back his ring. Very shameful. Now she had to be explaining to people that the man is a useless man. Till we found out that the man is not a useless man. He found out. And after he left her, to prove that that's the kind of person she is, she continued behaving in that part. I remember one time we went for an excursion. And boys gathered in a room and were smoking. And when they came out, the place was full of Indian hemp. She came out from the room. I remember I looked at her. Ah, Pastor, good evening, sir. I said, you came out from that room too. No, sir, I just went to collect something. And she started running. She didn't even wait for me to talk anything. She was just running away and going. I said to myself, I said, look at this kind of person. And after you say the person is a useless man, blah, 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 blah. Don't be cheap. Don't useless your life. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? No matter the hardship in this country, don't useless your life. Be determined to start from small to big. Have you seen plants before? Have you seen a mango from a mango plant before? Little plant, but it's a tree. You will not see the fruit at that point. Yes, 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 it will be big and produce fruit. Be determined to grow. That's God's wisdom. God wants things to grow. He believes in growth. And if you are a woman, you will be wise to know that some people are growing and they are in certain stages of their life. You will not put pressure on anybody that is trying to grow to give you what he cannot give you at that level of his life. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You cannot define a mango tree from the plant yet, that little plant. You must be able to discern boys that are trees. Look at them. See the visions. You can tell this is a tree. It's not a plant. He may be in this level today, but that's not all to him. This is what will support you. You know, if you see from this wisdom, you can make godly kingdom decisions for marriages. You can't be coming to church full of the Holy Ghost and go and marry one importer, exporter in the name of money with big stomach, doesn't fear God, drunkard. You can't do that kind of thing. Think about your children. Think about your life. Are you all listening to me? I've been pastoring for a while. I can tell you for free. Many women that you see out there are not enjoying marriages. I can tell you for free. Because they married out of their own selfish desire. Why did you marry the man? I like his chest. Is that why you should marry him? Why did you marry the man? I like his pink lips. Is pink lips enough reason to marry somebody? Is it pink lips that you chop? Is it pink lips that will be faithful to you? The way you like that pink lips, many ladies like pink lips like you. As you are liking, if he goes outside, if another person likes, he will give them pink, he's sharing pink lips. He did the pink lips for you. He caught you. You are in the house. He's catching a lot. Before you know, it is husband and wives all over the nation. wake up. That kind of thing can give a woman heart attack. You see a beautiful woman, smile, smile, why? Home. And some of you are now shouting, men has come. Men has come. Listen, in this world, don't allow any man, blah, 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 blah. Because you have been following the wrong men, that is why your meetings come. Marry a kingdom man that knows Christ. Who do you want to marry? A man that is matured. A man that is mature. Who is a mature man? The one way big. The one that can wear kaftan and has beers. Then he has Corolla. So young men have known the format now. Is to buy kaftan and do beard gun. And buy Corolla. Just try buy Corolla. You know, people don't know that it's not everybody that have Corolla that have money. You think when you see somebody driving a car, he has his account is full. It's some of them, if you know the problem in that car, you will not enter that car that they are giving you. If you know the problem in that car, some people are driving by faith. Because if it's about the car, that car can stop anytime. I've seen mechanic complain, Pastor, I don't know which kind of stupid, which kind, they are calling somebody that blood work stupid man. How can you use car? Oh yeah, I've dried up, you know. What kind of customers do I have? Mechanic should be excited that he's having customers to collect money, but they are angry. Because this problem now is about to end their career. They don't know where to start solving the problem from. So it's not everything that glitters that is gold. Don't allow anybody. You know, if you don't know car now, you think every car is sound. Have you entered car? You just shaking. Say on AC, they on AC and car want to jump. There are problems. That's why some of them, when you say on the AC, they'll say, the compressor is not working. It's on AC. My gas is low. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm not trying to mock people for being poor. I'm trying to teach you wisdom. Don't sell yourself for cheap things. Imagine that you slept with somebody for iPhone. Oche wants to marry you. He carries his torchlight and comes. Say, I love you. Give me your number. I say, oh, God forbid, Mbano. Holy Ghost, fire. Hey, no, put your number here, baby girl. He say, no. Oche, go and pray. Then he carries his torchlight and go. iPhone 6, sorry. He carries it and go. You know, you want to ask a lady out. God told you this is your wife. You have iPhone 6. She have iPhone 13. Where do you start from? The impetus is not even there. God said, I should tell you something, that it will be well with you. Bye-bye. You don't even know where to start from. Just like me now, if you see me with my iPhone, you think my wife is richer than me. I'm richer than my wife, but she's not richer than me. I'm 3 times richer than her. But she uses iPhone, is it 100 or be which one? She's using one big iPhone. Me, I'm just using the one at the back. I'll not tell you my own. So iPhone does not define the level of your money. There are some of us that just want to play cool. You know, we went to buy phone and I told Jerome, I said, I want this. Jerome said, sir, you are too big for this. I said, is it you that is my, is it your bigness? That's my bigness. We were arguing. He's here. Around Tito. I said, this is what I said, sir. No, sir. I can't allow you. With all due respect, sir, you cannot buy this phone. I said, this is the phone I'm buying. He said, sir, that phone is not good, sir. Jerome forced me till I was convinced. I said, Jerome, are you carrying the phone that you want me to buy? He says, sir, at least manage this other one. Manage this other one for now, even though it's not even your kind of phone. I had to carry it. Now, am I trying to be acting poor? Listen to me. If you give me 50 billion now, I'm not changing my phone now. Billion. I'm not changing my phone now. It doesn't mean I have a poverty mindset. No. What is the reason for phone? Some of you that have iPhone 13, what are you using it to do? Tell me the things you can use your phone to achieve. And the phone used to pick call. It used to, you can copy picture. Yes, you can copy picture and paste. Okay, I can send picture to still enter somebody's phone. What again? You can snap on mirror. Any phone can snap on mirror. But sir, this one has three camera. Okay. Are you using the three camera at the same time? It's so funny. So don't, you know, you imagine you get 1.5 million. They say buy iPhone. Will you buy the iPhone? With this wisdom you have received right now. What will you do? Start business. You will buy iPhones for people. iPhones. This is how you think as a child of God. Are you listening to me? Don't live a fake life. Don't live a fake life. I was teaching my pastors how to, you know, you are growing up. Doesn't mean you should start doing, looking for a way to go and be eating fried rice every day. You'll be bankrupt. Those days I will buy and left for plenty. Plenty and left for. I will make stew. That stew is like using one stone to kill two birds. I'll eat rice with their left for. I'll turn semo with their left for. I'm teaching people wisdom now. Yes, recently Mama T did a leftover soup and reminded me of those days. She said, I know you like this soup. I said, yes, yes, I like it. And the only thing you see in my kitchen, some of you remember, you can mention if you remember. You see, Ochaya is wicked. She said red oil. Hey God, your own is wickedness. Yes, there's always red oil. Somebody now say yam, no problem. There's yam. What else? Cabbage. You see cabbage, one big cabbage, one part of they are cutting it small. Then you now see egg. That's all. Magana ya curry. You will see the rice plenty. You now see cabbage by the side. No cream. All behind is crass, 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 crass. Yet pastor was looking fresh. On Sunday, wow, prophet looks good. Good. What was I eating? Rice, cabbage, egg. And that egg must be once in a day. Once. So that it lasts. And I've heard one news that if you eat more than one, it will not work for you. Is it true? Who said it? It's true, right? Thank God I followed that part. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you received wisdom this wonderful afternoon? This is how you should live your life. So, one of the points I want to highlight more, I say, ladies, if you see a guy with potential, if you see a tree, don't judge it to be a plant. There are a lot of old, foolish men at 40. Foolish men, ready to cheat on you and kill your destiny. Kill your destiny. Listen, it's not people that have beards that have sense. You see some of these young people around you now, you'll be thinking, they are small children. They are not small children. Who are interviewing one of our Mama T's cousin or sister in the house that came to stay with us. And Mama T was interviewing her one day, asking her about her secondary school. You know, Mama T came before, do you have a boyfriend? She said, no ma. Mama T now said, okay. So, what question was that about? So, she said, okay, spoke about if a young man that came looking for her friend. And she said, our friend cannot date that kind of person. He's too small. Hey, our friends should date big boys. Then Mama Tina said, what of you? Which kind of person can you date? No, I can never date somebody in my class. God forbid, Batty. She now turned to me. I said, Professor, I must see what you are saying. Oh. She can't date her classmates. All of them now are small children. Who can she date? Men, them. This is where the problem started in this life. There are a lot of sincere people growing with you. But you think it's men. Men that are vampires watching. I've done this teaching. I'm tired of doing it. I've done it several times and I'm tired. Somebody like Oche Precious, stand up. Oche can marry Precious. There is no way they wrote it down. Stand up, let them sit off. See how they even fit each other. Oche can marry Precious. What will stop them from marrying? Funds. A man of God said, if you are waiting for money to marry, you are a foolish man. I agree with the man of God. I know some of you are looking at me one kind of eye. Pastor, what do you mean? If you are ready to marry, just go and get suit. Pick boys to have your color of suit. Make sure you have a house where you have rented. You know, try and get some things inside there. Just get, pick them. You should be looking for anywhere you can buy that color of suit. Be looking for it. Buy it. When you buy it. You know, these days they don't used to tell boys, so suit. You ask them, which color of suit will I get? Did you get what I just said? Have a meeting with committee. Which color of suit will I get? Bros, blue full everywhere. One person will not say, I don't have blue. Say, I go borrow. I know person will get blue if he borrow it. Men in sets. Men in suits, sorry. Set. Women, maybe they have to sew by force. I don't know. But for women, we know how to do it. We want brown shoe. Everybody who don't get brown shoe, me. But I know where I go borrow. Get one of my guy. Finish. Finish. Come to church. You don't pay anything in this church. Finish. You come, we'll lay hands for you. Just look for one place. Put canopy. If you want me to pay for your canopy, I'll even pay for your canopy. I'm telling you the truth. Put canopy for you. Arrange. We know how to decorate in this church. We'll arrange. And pray that rain will not fall that day. Am I saying that don't do a bigger wedding than this? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying don't wait for one big money before you what? Sometimes when you marry, that's when the blessings start coming. In fact, that's what the Bible says. He said, he that findeth a wife, and as what? I know some of you are saying, I know one brother that is 45, he has not married. He has a spiritual problem. Don't follow those kind of people. I know one man of God is 49, he's not married. You know, some of you don't know people. We know them more than you. If you think there's any man of God like that, we can tell you the story. It's not a problem that is a serious problem. And it's not a problem you say out, as we'll say it out to you. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. Such men of God, if you ask them, they wanted to marry when they were 25. The thing did not work. That's why they are 40 something now and they are not married. It's not like it's their own wish to remain single like that. That's how we marry and keep on expanding the kingdom. Not that we hear that NM married one man in Delta. And a man is dealing with her. A man in Delta that is making sure she's dealt with. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't joke with your life. I have money. Forget about the money. Build your life with Donald. I know there's this school of thought that all men are cheats. All men are. It's a lie. I'm not a cheat. I saw some of them are looking at me. Are you sure? Pastor, are you sure? Now, man, they don't even believe pastors again. The way this pastor, hey, he's like this. I'm not a cheat. Pastor, man, are you a cheat? He's not a cheat. Forget, we can be fine for God, but we're not cheats. We are not cheats. Everyone I want to get married. My mother-in-law was like, your husband looks so fine with his hair. Tell him to cut it so that women will not be coming for him. I started laughing. I said, tell her, don't worry. I don't need to cut the hair. No woman will come. And even if they come, I'm not a mumu. I'll just stand like this. Woman will come. I'll say, okay. Am I mumu? You know, there are some women protecting their men from women. They say, on my wedding, they don't dress in a way my husband will look at you. Leave everybody to dress. Only mumu husband will leave their wife and look at another person. On your wedding day, your husband is looking at another woman and you want to marry. This kind of men I'm talking about, they are not in roundabout, high level roundabout where they sell beer palon. And beer, that's not, they are here in church, full of the spirit. Why are you talking? Behave like you understand what I'm talking about. Boast in Christ Jesus. Paul said, let's boast in Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Marriage is a beautiful thing. God started it. But Apostle Paul did not marry. Paul did not marry. God did not tell Paul not to marry. He said, I chose not to marry. Somebody said, but if Paul had married, would have not been able to do ministry. I actually believe if Paul married and changed and told his wife, I want you to think like me, two of them will enter and go and fight beasts. For me, my wife is not my limitation. Some of you here, you know. There are days you tell me, Pastor Simon, this thing in church, she's even doing the church thing more than me. Pastor Simon, you have not attended to this thing. You have not attended to this. She can't be my limitation. There are many things that I've left in her hand to handle. Pastor Simon, they sing now what for me. Now what? I'll be sleeping tonight. Now what? Not that you marry, you cannot preach again. You are preaching, your wife is like, stupid man. May God give you your own mama tea in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the bottom line is, learn to wait on God for the right person. Don't rush. If you rush in, you rush out. Don't rush. If you rush in, you rush out. Don't rush. Signs that this man is not your husband. The only thing he tells you, when can we see? When are you coming to my house? If you come to the house, you are not telling him, you have to wait till marriage. Please, you have to wait till marriage. Break up. A lady met me in my office. Sir, this man say, I'm too spiritual. That why will I wait? I said, what is it? I said, okay, now type a message. Break up now. She broke up. And she was so sincere, wonderful lady. Why are you still in a relationship? He used to give me money. 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. You should be sending me money. I said, that money, have you collected plenty? I said, how much have you got? She called the amount. I said, this one is enough for now. Just stop here. Don't return it. Just run away for your life. That's how she broke up. One came, they gave her a phone. I said, return the phone. She returned the phone. I'm not doing again. That's how God helped them. And they are doing better. Be patient for that hunger right now. That hunger, let it catch you small. Are you listening to me? Eat that gari now. Still paint your face well. Put the lip gloss. Put the makeup. Come. Nobody will know that you eat. Some of you may eat gari this morning. Nobody still know. Look smart. A time will come. You'll be sharing chicken to the nations. As a young man, manage. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Be patient a little bit. Don't try to do anything funny. The worst place you can be as a man is to try to please a woman with money. You can never, any woman that you need money to please is not for you. She's not worth being in a relationship with. Don't even date. Thank God. When she just say, give me money to buy a wig of 150 and she know your salary is 50,000, start thanking God for revealing the devil to you. Run. Just write a short note. Sorry, I thought we can do this, but you are not meant for me. God bless you. Leave her for life. Nobody should dare you to do such a thing. Are you listening to me? You are in 200 level. You are wearing wig of 150. That's how some of you sign your death warrant. 150 is your wig. 200 level. How much is your house rent? How much is even your school fees? You now put on status. Who can buy this for me? Your dad can. Are you all listening to me? Wisdom is profitable to what? Direct. It's not by force to wear wig when you have not reached to wear wig. Do chuku. Do all back. Do shade. Do police cap. Moses Blizzy's wife. Did she even do any hairstyle? They married her. You that have bought all the wig in this life, where's your husband? No. Don't see. I know some people are not like, Pastor, see, don't try me. Don't try, calm down. I'm not talking, I'm not hitting you. What I'm trying to say is that I'm not against people that wear wig. My wife has wig. I'm planning to buy some for her. Amen. I'm not against people that wear wig. But don't make wig a word priority. I know wig is very expensive. I tried buying one time, I stopped. I'm going again. You just price one wig, you have 150, and you're like, what the heck is this? I came back, I said, I love your hair more than any wig in this world. I prefer your hair, sweetheart. Your hair is life to me. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you listening? So grow with people, right? That's how we can expand the kingdom. Grow with people. There are people, there are potential husbands. Check left and right. Somebody just look around. Turn your face. Turn your face. Don't be scared. Some of you are shy. Look at them. How will you marry? Turn your face. Just turn. Look at around. Look at. Are you seeing what I'm saying? See, Miriam is doing shakara. She's not. I say, turn your face. You are doing shakara. Look at the beautiful creatures around you. Look at them. Look at them. Amen. What are you looking for? What you are looking for, Sokoto? Is it your... What are you scared for? They say, Pastor Simon, can we marry pastors? What? You are asking me that question. Look at anyone you like. Come, sharp, sharp. Pastor, those women pastors, they are spiritual. They can be in love too. You know, I heard that message, one question here. One said, Pastor Simon, can we marry female pastors or female leaders? Sharp, sharp, brother. You can. Except you've not seen the one you like. Who told you pastors, female pastors don't fall in love? They can fall in love very, very well. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, follow this wisdom, eh? Some of you, as I'm done today, go and break up. The Lord is telling you, go and break up. Break up. I like that. Break up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of you, as I'm talking now, you are considering Oche now. You're like, oh, Oche. Consider. Consider. Are we together? Pastor, are you encouraging? The way you are preaching, you want your members to marry them. Say, yes, so. Yes, it's true. I mean it. You know, somebody met me and said, Pastor Simon, it's like people outside cannot marry your daughters in the faith. I said, not exactly. Are you born again? He said, well, I'm in the process. I said, then we cannot process you for this admission. You cannot marry. One met me and said, there's this lady, I don't want to call her name, but one of our ladies in church here. He said, she stopped talking to me because I was not coming to church. And Pastor, can't somebody that is not too serious with God marry a serious lady and she will help him build the family? She'll be praying for the family. Pastor, I don't know why she behaved like that. I know you are not like that. You look so gentle. I was just doing my business. He said, Pastor, please give me your number. Let me call you. I don't like what she did. But I know if you talk to her, I said, okay, collect the number. I gave him the number. Call me. I was spitting his soul. Because when we sit down to talk, you know that I'm washed. He said the lady stopped talking to him. There are some men that think like that. You see how people are coming to church every day? They are timing you. When it's time, they'll come and meet you. I want to marry you. When you agree, you are the one that will have pray war room in your house. You are covering the home. Covering husband. Man with pampers. You are covering him, putting him in pampers. You have children, including the husband. Your husband is one of your child, firstborn. You are praying for him. He goes out there. Ah, Lord, I block his eye from every woman, from every marine lady. That's how you address it. Now you are calling them marine ladies. That kind of prayer, God will not answer. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if you are wise, marry a man that knows Christ. Are you listening? Bow your heads and thank the Lord for his word. I will love you, Lord, my King. For
Forever on my face, I will love you. Forever on my days, I will love you. My hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the soul, let a rock high stand, weak made strong. Through the storm, He is God, God of all.
Thank the Lord for His word.
Weak made strong, the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil, Christ mine. Cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is love, love of all. We may strong in the Father's love, through the storm, He is love, Lord of all.
Lord, we thank You for Your word. We believe it's a light for our path and a lamp for our feet. In the name of Jesus, celebrate Jesus.
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.